Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The fires in Southern California are largely under control, except for the Thomas in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties, larger than all of New York City and growing and just 20% contained. Thousands of firefighters battling it. How are they doing? Matthew Chambers is a fire engineer, former captain from Sequoia National Forest. He's acting as public information officer for the Thomas Fire. Matt, there are male and female inmates. There's the famous hotshots, firefighters from states like Colorado. Tell us more. Who's there?
Yeah, so we've got, you know, firefighters from all over the nation. They treat it just like it's their backyard, like, you know, you're fighting your fire in the backyard of your neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. And they treat all the citizens here like they, you know, they are their neighbors. And it's a tough, demanding job, and it's really, you know, it makes me proud to be a part of it.
Well, tell us how tough, because you had these extraordinary winds, 60 mile an hour, red alerts, and we know that they go for days at a time. You don't go in and out. You stay there on the scene with medical units, we understand, with each team on the fire line.
So it's kind of hard to explain to, you know, a person. Take your worst day of working out and times that by 100. You get out there and you come in to a fire that's got winds, you know, 50 to 80 miles an hour, ash, ember wash, steep terrain, flames just blowing through the mountains in this tinder dry, you know, Southern California chaparral. This is, you know, 7-8 days that these guys and girls have been out there, and they're, you know, they tell us, hey, you know, you have to do this shift, but if there's a job that needs to get done, I know every single one of them out there is going to stay out there and do their job until it's, you know, until it's finished.
Well, also, the charge for the firefighters in these fires is to keep them from spreading, you know, create fire breaks. As you say, this is, we're talking about digging, right, and chopping and trying to keep breaks.
So you get in there and you're putting in lines, 50-foot swaths, and it's hard to imagine that on top of these ridges for miles. And just imagine that in 120 degree weather, you know, with a 45-pound pack on your back to carry all your water, all your safety gear, and then you've got another, you know, 15-20-pound chainsaw on top of that. And then you also have to throw brush after you cut it. So it's very demanding. Some of these people that you see out there are probably in the best shape that you'll ever see.
Well, I've actually been out trying to observe firefighters on a fire line, and I couldn't handle it. I mean, I couldn't breathe. And right now there's health alerts for the residents in the same areas. People are saying to them, don't go outside, don't work out, try to remain quiet. Because of the ash and the smoke and the quality of the air. And you guys are, as you said, the roughest workout of your life.
Yeah, and it, you know, they've given out over 200,000 N95 masks so that, you know, to help some of the public. And one of the main questions that they always ask us is, well, why aren't you wearing that? And, you know, the job's so demanding that is just too much, and you just push on and push through. And it's not just physically demanding, it's very mentally demanding, because you have to keep yourself safe at the same time. And under the time constraints of, you know, we've been up for 16 hours or 24 hours, and we've been going from place to place to place, and it's constant interaction for both your mind and your body.
Yeah. Look, we hear there was a captain who actually lost his home. His home burned down.
On fires, I've actually had some of my own seasonals lose their homes. And I can't speak to this, but I can speak to that. And it was just devastating, because that's your friend. And he's losing his house while he's out protecting somebody else's.
Look, my friend Beth, who's out there, is trying to work on a bumper sticker, hug a firefighter. But what is the...
We appreciate it.
What would you tell people, though, is the biggest thing they can do to help you?
We're supported by a great group of firefighters that come in and create a little city to support every single need, from, you know, food to showers to lodging, you know, whether it's sleeping on the beach or getting us into hotels if they can. But the biggest thing you can do right now, if you are, you know, in Santa Barbara, Montecito, Carpinteria, is just listen to those alerts and know where you're going to go. If you can get out of the area, of course, you know, because if we have to deal with evacuations and you know, understandably panicking public, then we can't get in there and actually fight the fire.
That's Matthew Chambers, fire engineer with Sequoia National Forest and public information officer there at the Thomas Fire. We're speaking to him there in Ventura County in California. Matthew, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Back to work.